All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with How to Fix the Future. And it's worth mentioning that How to Fix the Future is about to launch on Steam. Book one of How to Fix the Future should be out shortly. If not already, there should be a page for it. So check it out. It's almost ready. Madam Secretary? Yes, Rashmi? I finished my research. A few hours later. So you're saying it could be the key to time travel? I don't know yet. We need to study this anomaly first, but it could be, yes. I've been searching for it for many years. All indications are that this anomaly can open portals in space and time. I'm not certain yet. We need to study this anomaly first, but I already said that already. This is it, right? We should move now. Enough talk. Not so fast, General Wade. We need to prep the equipment, ship, and crew first. We can't just haul it here. We'll likely have to study it on site. Start your preparations, Rashmi. Ensure you have everything, top personnel included. If this is our shot to stop what Octavia did, we can't screw it up. Olivia, if we will be able to use this anomaly for time travel, we should at least consider going much farther back in time and stop Derek Derrickson from building his empire. Earth's downfall starts with him. Ooh, that Derek Derrickson. Oh, Derek Dixon, not Derek Derrickson. If we have time travel tech, why limit ourselves to one event? We could save all of humanity, not just scraps, not to mention the planet and its resources. Hell, we could even try adapting Project Morevolve for people in the past. Why save those pathetic worms? They brought this on themselves. They deserved it. We're saving the planet, not people. Billions of people, Simon? Seriously? Enough. Simon's right, Rashmi. We focus on the Alliance in our future, not some mess centuries ago. Some things can't be undone. The past stays buried. We're not playing God. But that's billions of lives, Olivia. And isn't that what our project's about? Shaping a new civilization? Evolving our species? Sure. But what's the chance of stopping Dixon doesn't just spawn another tyrant a few years later? You want to play that dangerous game with time? I don't. And even if we did, how does it help us? 100 years on, Octavia still managed to finish off Earth's battered remnants. She tried meddling with the past too. Look how that turned out. She didn't have us, or the anomaly. Look out there! A freaking black hole where Earth used to be. The moon's gone along with our base. We lost thousands of our people, the planet, and our chance for a fresh start. Octavia tried building her own time machine and failed miserably. We developed tech to cleanse the planet and revive Earth's ecosystem. But what's the point in all of it without the planet? And Project Morevolve, our massive effort to forge a new generation of humanity with higher values, clean and sharp minds, free of war and cruelty. Kids with sky-high IQs. Imagine the world they could have built on Earth, a new leap in human evolution. You know this better than anyone, Rashmi. We worked on it together, all of us. You're asking me to ditch the mission of my life, reviving Earth and humanity in a bold new form. Phoenix isn't Octavia's corporation. This was supposed to be the real Phoenix, a new world made by us. A bitch killed my best men on the moon that day. To hell with Octavia and her damn corporation. I'll crush her skull with my bare hands. Smear it across the wall till her eyes pop out. I'm sick of rotting on this useless red rock. I want action, now! I understand, but... General Wade, please calm down. Olivia, we could adapt our project for the past. Damn, even just a handful of people trained in our program could reshape humanity's future. Just imagine, only a few key world researchers could rewrite history. Literally. I'm sorry, Rashmi, my answer is no. We need a livable planet. We stop Octavia and that's it. Sometimes I regret ignoring her calls. Maybe if we met on Earth like she wanted, this could have been avoided, but we're here now. I won't risk more than necessary. We're not going that far back or gamble with time more than necessary. Prep the expedition. You're dismissed. Madam Secretary. then you've left me no choice. Mommy, are you leaving? Yes, sweetheart. I'm sorry. There's something very important I have to do myself. I need you to listen to Daddy while I'm gone, okay? When will you be back? I don't know, my love, but I'll come back, I promise. I don't want you to go. Oh, honey. Come here, my brave boy. I need you to be strong for me, all right? Okay, Mommy. You sure about this? Have you really thought this through? Yes, I have no choice. I have to do it. You don't know what's waiting out there. You might never make it back. James, we have a chance to save billions of lives. To save Earth. It's worth trying. I can't walk away from this. I always knew I married someone extraordinary. If anyone can pull this off, it's you. I love you. And I love you. James, I'm scared of what they might do to you and Michael. No one but me knows the anomaly's coordinates. I wiped all the data from my research that could point to its location. Hey, it'll be okay. I don't know anything. You never shared the details with me, and even if you did, I wouldn't understand half of it. General Wade might not buy that. He knows how much both of you mean to me. I'm afraid he could hurt you, or worse, Michael. I'm terrified of him. I'll handle Wade, don't worry. Olivia won't let him go too far, either. Besides, they'll track you down eventually. It's not like you can hide a research ship in an open space. Alright, just be careful, and keep our son safe. Always. Goodbye, James. Goodbye, my love. Hello, Grim. Octavia. I'm glad I met you. Take a walk with me. You walk in silence, and for the first time, Octavia seems uneasy. So, how are you feeling after that night? Anything sore? Shut up, Grim. What? I'm just being considerate. Considerate? You? Ha ha ha. I felt your consideration well enough. You didn't exactly hate it. Don't get cocky. You caught me off guard, that's all. Off guard? You were begging for more by the end. Anyway, I wanted to discuss something else with you. Okay, what is it? What do you know about the outcasts? Not much. They're people banished from the cities or those who have failed the Academy's final test, and they tried to kill me and Olga. Yes, they reject my authority. Phoenix's authority. The test helps us spot those prone to rebellion, so we get rid of them before they can cause trouble. I'm surprised you don't just kill them. Sometimes we do, but only if they resist and become aggressive. Outside our city walls are not much of a threat to us. At least they were. Olga told me about the day they killed Miranda. Yes, the darkest day of my life. Didn't you want revenge? I did. In a rage, I ordered their settlement erased from existence, but their leader, Baron, escaped. He's been a ghost ever since, always one step ahead, always on the move. A cunning bastard. Why are you asking me about them? We're seeing increased activity from their agents, in and out of the city. They're planning something. I need you and your friends to be more cautious. We don't even leave this place. We're at the Academy all the time. You went to the Last Hope a few days ago, didn't you? Yeah, but it's just a club, and it was the first time we all left the Citadel together since we got here. And I was kind enough to let you all go. But considering new threats, I think you shouldn't leave Citadel anymore. We are no one in their eyes anyway. Just some cadets from the Academy. Why should they care about us? They could use you to get to us, and God forbid they find out the truth about you and what we're doing here. We're not kids, Octavia. We don't talk to strangers and especially don't spill them all our secrets. Oh, you are kids, Grim. Just please, stay cautious. That's all I'm asking. I could just forbid you from leaving the Citadel. That would be easier. But we've developed some sort of mutual understanding and respect, and I don't want to break this fragile bridge between us, okay? A mutual understanding and respect? I said sort of. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll be careful. Cautious. Cautious, it's the same fucking thing. God, you're getting on my nerves. And what are you gonna do about it, huh? Oh, the things I want to do to you. What is it? Tell me. We can do that. Spank that ass. I want to slap your annoying feet. Excuse me. I want to slap your annoying face. I want to see your cheeks getting red. What else? I want to spank that round ass of yours hard. Ah, something else? I want to choke you to watch your face getting red and swollen. Damn, you're intense. I want to fuck every one of your holes hard and deep. I want to hear you scream my name and gasping for air under the weight of my body. You feel how her body shudders and she lets out a faint moan. You're playing a dangerous game, Grim. I guess it's all I have on my mind right now, but I'm sure I can come up with more ideas later. Put your hands off me, cadet. Not here. What, afraid people will find out what a pathetic and weak little bitch you truly are? Keep your voice down, Grim. I'm dead serious. Or what? We can do whatever we want when no one sees us, but in public, please behave appropriately. That's all I ask. I lose respect. This whole world quickly goes to shit. Only my authority keeps this place from falling apart. And I'm not joking. You might not even be able to return home. Ever. Jesus, fine. No need to freak out. I'll send Lou for you later. Now you may go. I'm not some dog to get summoned and brought in on a leash. No one will force you to go, Grim, but we both know you'll come. To do all those dirty things you want to do to your dirty little slut. I should probably check on Olga and see how she and her ship are doing. Hey, Olga. Oh, hey, Grim. What brings you here? Thought you might need a hand with the ship. We were on it together when it crashed, after all. I could use some help. Thanks. You're just in time, actually. I just finished disassembling it yesterday. Good. What do I do? For starters, grab that 55mm wrench. It's over there. Got it. 55mm wrench. Pick a wrench. Uh-oh. Does Grim forget? Grim is not... No! Shit, what one was the 55? This one? Oh, wow. They literally won't let you go back and pick a wrench. Sorry, I grew up without a dad, so no one taught me this stuff. I did get a big wrench. No worries, I get it. It's never too late to learn. They're actually labeled. Next time, just search for the label. Got it. I'm sorry you grew up with a father, by the way. I'm sorry you grew up without a father, by the way. That must have been tough. It's fine, but thanks. How was the rest of the night at the club? Oh, it was wild for a lot of reasons. Not sure I should spill all the details. Huh, but you had a good time? Overall, yeah, I think so. Most of us, at least. That's something. By the way, I saw Bill from the club. Someone went hard on those shots. Yeah, that was Chloe. Figured. I decided not to show it to Octavia and handled the payment myself. Thanks. Can you help? Hold this steady while I tighten it. Sure. Grr. Yes, done. Should be tight enough. I guess we're finished here. All of it? Of course not. Just a small part. Now that the hydraulics are fixed, I need to check the engine pivot mechanism. The left engine's stuck. Olga climbs up the ladder and starts hitting the mechanism. Come on, you bastard! What is this? My bike. Your bike? Yeah, I've been working on it for a while now. Can I see? Sure, go ahead. Damn, it looks awesome. Thanks, but it's missing the most important part, a working engine. I'm not even sure there's one left anywhere. This one's dead, so for now it's just a fancy prop, not a real bike. I know a place with plenty of those engines. Really? Where? Oh, I get it. Funny. Ah, but seriously, we could grab you an engine when we got back in time, right? Maybe. I don't know. Any news from Dr. Garden and Manisha? Nope, too early for that. Finally, looks like the engine is fixed. Try starting and turning that engine. You know how by now. Well, it's working. Shut it down. You're a jack of all trades, Olga. Nah, I just swapped a couple of parts. No big deal. But the comm system, it's toast and there's no replacement. I'm sure you'll figure something out. You hungry? A bit. I got a sandwich, we can split it. Cool. You know, back in my time, sandwiches are 100 times better. Grim, enough! Stop tempting me with your fancy time. I know everything was better back then. Aha, just saying. Thanks for the help, Grim. I think we're done for today. No problem, happy to lend a hand. Let me know if you need me again. Well, do. Catch you later. Recording number 3113. Dr. Rajmi Basu speaking. My research ship Pilgrim has arrived at its destination in constellation Lyra. Planet Kepler-62e has a similar atmosphere to Earth. Atmospheric pressure is normal. The ship's systems show no exceptional data, but I am certain that it's here. I'm closer than ever. Well, I don't think I'll make it back alive. The distance is far too great, and there are not enough resources for a trip back. But at least I can transmit all of the collected data. And I sincerely hope it wasn't all in vain. Forgive me, I did what I thought was right. I believe in this mission with all my heart. And Michael, James, I hope you're fine. Over and out. Please don't let it all be in vain. I've sacrificed far too much. Well, here goes nothing.
Wow. Did she become a Metroid or something? Absolute cinema. Jarvis, pause. Done, Chloe. come in. Hey, Cupcake, got a minute? I want to talk.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing?
Watching a TV show, one that hasn't dropped yet in my time. It's awesome, it's from Marvel. It was like a big thing back then.
Wait, how did you...
Found a ton of movies and shows in the old World Files database, then I dug around a warehouse full of junk and scored this projector.
Oh, and this white sheet? Snagged it from the laundry. Someone's probably sleeping without bedding tonight. Oopsie.
Of course you did. You're incredible. Know that? You can do anything when you set your mind to it.
Damn right I am. Ha ha. But thanks. It's nice to hear you say that.
So, what is it you want to talk about?
I think you know.
Oh, right. That shit.
Yeah, it's been days and you've been dodging me. I hate this weird tension between us. I just want us to talk like we used to.
Tension? What tension?
That. You can't even look me in the eye.
Kathy, I was wasted and did something dumb. It happens. Can we just forget it and move on?
I'd love to, but you're the one who's stuck. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just tried to avoid this talk for as long as I could.
I get it. Look, I'm flattered you like me, really. I like you too, but not like that. I'm straight.
So is spaghetti until it gets wet.
What?
Nothing. Just a silly joke.
And even if I weren't straight, I'm with Grimm now.
Though when we talked about it, he got way too excited.
What do you mean?
When we talked about the whole lesbian thing, he said he finds it hot.
I didn't know how to take that, honestly.
Ah, oh Grimm, what an idiot. Who just says it like that?
You think he gets turned on by the idea of me with another girl? Isn't that, like, cheating?
Oh, it definitely turns him on, baby girl. All guys are into that, even if they say otherwise.
And no, it's not cheating if it's consensual and he's there for it. When there's no feelings involved, it's fine.
Do people in your time do that a lot?
What, group sex? Depends. But most people in my time are open-minded, love to give and get pleasure, so it's not a big deal, really. At least when it's a guy and two girls. The other way around, not so much.
Oh boy, I see.
Listen, it doesn't mean he doesn't like you if he has these thoughts or that you have to do it just because it turns him on. It's even funny.
What?
You're so cute, naive, and innocent, you and your whole perfect relationship fantasy.
Hey, what's wrong with wanting something real?
Nothing, baby girl. It's just no one is pure and innocent. Everyone has their own dirty thoughts and kinks. Life ain't a fairy tale, but I kind of love that you still believe it could be.
Enough. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Of course. Sorry.
Oh, and while we're on this, I gotta tell you, I tried to kiss Grimm that night, too.
You what?
Yeah, I know. I'm the worst, but nothing happened.
Well, except I puked all over him. Doubt you're jealous of that.
Yeah, not exactly.
But why did you try to kiss him?
I don't know, because I'm a horny idiot with mental issues? Who knows?
But you tried to kiss me and Grimm on the same night. You wanted to hurt me, or are you a slut?
What? No. Ha ha. Jesus, Kathy.
I just kind of like both of you the same, and again, I was drunk.
You people from the past.
Hey, it doesn't matter what time we're from, it's human nature.
Maybe you're right.
So, we good?
Yeah, we good. Come here.
That's a long hug.
Sorry.
What's that smell?
What smell?
Smells like piss.
Oh, that's Grimm.
What?
Don't even ask.
Okay.
So, wanna watch it with me? I could go and grab us some popcorn.
I guess, but I'm not sure I'll even understand what's going on there.
No worries, I'll fill you in.
Alright then.
Why is this so funny?
I know, right? It's like a top-tier comedy, but with intense action.
She said insane action.
Oh no, seriously? Is that the end? I need to know what happens next.
Nope, there are three more episodes.
Play it, but it's 2 a.m. We gotta get up early.
Who cares?
That's my girl. Jarvis, next episode. Switching to the next episode.
Damn, your assistant is awesome. Can you make me one?
Nah, he's one of a kind.
Oh, thank you, Chloe.
Shut up.
Uh-oh. We're going to end it on that note, guys. All right. If you want to see where this goes, pick up the game. I think it's probably going to be out this month if it's not out already on Steam. So grab it. What are you waiting for? Christmas? All right. I'll be back with... What am I going to be back with? I don't know. I'll figure that out. I said I'd do Lust Academy, but I'm thinking about doing something new. Do a switch up. All right. I'll be back. Just give me a minute. I'll figure it out. I promise. I won't take too long.